Andrew Cuomo tells hospitals to recruit retired doctors now amid coronavirus surge. By Amy Furr on November 30, 2020. New York is preparing to recruit retired doctors and nurses to staff hospitals dealing with a surge in coronavirus cases, Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., said Monday. The governor called it a new phase in the war against COVID, Chinese coronavirus, according to the New York Post, adding that daily hospitalizations across the state are almost quadruple what they were in June. Cuomo said every hospital in New York must compile a list of retired doctors and nurses they can call on because of staffing problems in some areas. I'm very worried about staff shortages. I'm more concerned about the staff shortage than I am the number of hospital beds. We can build beds. We can't create more staff. And the staff is starting tired, he explained. In a tweet Monday morning, the governor shared an infographic titled Initiate Emergency Hospital Procedures, with the first point reading, Staff Shortage, Identify Retired Nurses and Doctors Now. In a subsequent post, Cuomo told residents to stop attending small gatherings immediately. Hospitalizations are climbing, statewide. What can you do? Cut out the small gatherings. Now. 65% of all cases are traced to small gatherings. Government can't enforce who's in your living room. But you can, he wrote. As his state prepares to go into another lockdown that could put thousands out of work, Cuomo accepted his International Emmy Award last week by claiming victory and saying his press conferences offered authentic truth and stability, according to Breitbart News. In what became a Cuomo-oven for the so-called LoveGov, a chorus of celebrities joined in to sing the governor's praises, the report continued. Absent from the ceremony was any mention of Governor Cuomo's March directive ordering New York nursing homes to accept COVID-19 patients, which caused the virus to spread like wildfire among that state's elderly and infirm population. His decision contributed to the state's COVID-19 mortality rate, which currently ranks as the second highest in the nation. Cuomo's nursing home mandate reportedly led to 6,000 nursing home deaths from the coronavirus, the article read.